It's Cigala, Ella Rare, Meghan Trainor just got paid on MKFM for that Ed Sheeran and Castle on the Hill. It's Leah with you on the MKFM lunch break today, joined by Miss Hemmings. Is that right? Miss Hemmings? Because we've got all your students here as well, so I've got to get that right. You are the lead teacher for project-based learning at Bridge Academy South in Bletchley. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi. Welcome to MKFM. So firstly, what is project-based learning? I've never heard of this term before.
It's like an alternative curriculum, really, which there's lots of different subjects, but involved in one project. And the idea is that the students lead the project and involves their planning, problem solving. It also involves 21st century skills. So it could be like coming here today, talking to you about careers and how things work, and maybe possibility of work experience. It's also improving students' social skills. It's very, what can I say? I'd say they really engage into it because they're in control of the project.
Yeah, and that's really important, isn't it? Because I suppose students are so used to going to school and just sitting down and kind of being talked to, which is great, and it's very important to learn all of those things. But actually getting practical skills, like coming in here today to learn a bit about broadcast, and you've done lots of other things as well. It's a great chance, as you said, for pupils to kind of get a bit of first-hand experience and take a bit of control themselves, which is great. So you've got four groups on the project-based learning. What are the different groups that are involved?
Well, the whole school for the last 10 weeks has been involved in a project which is about raising awareness of endangered species. So within the school, there's four groups. My group have been the creative design group. So they've been in charge of building a website, the invitations, the press and PR. There's another group which has been fundraising for Friends of the Earth, raising awareness about bees. And there's another group who have been raising awareness with the charity WWF about the endangered animals, making headdresses, fantastic headdresses based from the Lion King. And then our other group has been the logistics group, so organising the event today, the food, the drinks, and raising awareness again.
So you did just mention about that there is an event going on today. There's an exhibition of all of this great work, isn't there? Whereabouts is that happening?
That's at the MK Irish Centre in Bletchley, opposite Dobbies. So all their work will be available there, and the students will be receiving their certificate as well, which is fantastic.
Great. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about the event very, very shortly. You do have some students with you here today. As we mentioned, they've had a bit of a studio tour today at MKFM, and we've kind of run through everything that's gone on here at our studio here at Into Shopping Centre. But you've done lots of other experiences with the students, haven't you, on this project, that you want to say thank you to a couple of people?
Yes, there's been a really great design company called Freestone Creative, and they've been mentoring the design group with the website, and we've had meetings with them, which is great. So thank you to them, and Caroline Luxford for coming in with her talk about bees, because she makes honey, and she was very, very funny, and the students loved her. And Helen Stewart, she's a theatrical costume designer. She came in and showed us how to make amazing headdresses.
Fabulous. Well, it's a great experience for all of the students. We're actually going to be speaking to a few of them after this, new from Shawn Mendes and Zedd. This is Lost in Japan on MKFM. Still loving that from Shawn Mendes and Zedd. It's Lost in Japan on MKFM. This lunch break joined by Miss Hemmings from Bridge Academy South in Bletchley, and now joined by lovely Ellis. Hello, Ellis.
Hello.
So, Miss Hemmings, we were just hearing about the project-based learning that you're doing currently. You're here at MKFM today to get a bit of experience, but you have an exhibition happening today where you're showcasing some of the work that the students have learned. So what has Ellis kind of been up to?
Ellis has been fantastic. He's been the website designer, and so he's created the whole website and all the blogs as well.
So how have you found that, Ellis?
At first it was quite hard, but it got easier as I learned how to do, like, customise the settings.
So you've
you've
been in charge of kind of every part of that website, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's quite amazing. And websites, obviously, so important these days to, you know, for people to get their companies and businesses and stuff across online. So do you think that's something that you might want to do in the future?
I do like design and stuff, so it could be a possibility.
Yeah, and who else has been part of your team helping you along the way?
I've got Fabio, he's the cameraman and photography. And then I've got Akas, he's been making invitations for the end expedition.
And I suppose, Miss Hemmings, this is a great way for people to work together as a team as well in actual, you know, life settings.
Yeah, no, it's been great because there's been project managers as well. And if they're sort of arguing about something, then we've got to step back and let the students say, no, come on, we've got to stop this. We've got to work together. So they've been incredible, really incredible.
So what are you showcasing today then, Ellis?
We're doing the end expedition, showing what we've been doing for this term for PBL.
So will you be showcasing the website?
Yeah, I will be.
Great. And do you remember the website address for us to give to people so they can find out the details, or should I come to Miss Hemmings for that one?
Yes, www.pblstevensonmktrust.blog.
And I'm just having a little look at it now. It is an amazing website. You've done so, so well. I love that it's kind of all on one page. It's quite trendy now, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes it easier to access the blogs.
And amazing that you've been doing blogs as well, because obviously blogs are so kind of prevalent these days. Have you enjoyed doing the blogs?
Yeah, I actually wrote one of them. It's the introduction blog, but the other blogs just says what we've been doing for the past term.
Amazing. So you do have an exhibition coming up today. We're going to find out more details on that after we hear from Madison Avenue and Ollie Murr's Snoop Dogg Moves to play for you next. There's a lot of dancing going on in the studio. Loving that tune from Madison Avenue. Don't Call Me Baby on MKFM for that Ollie Murr's and Snoop Dogg. With Moves, it's Leah on the MKFM Lunch Break today, joined by Bridge Academy South in Bletchley. We've got Miss Hemmings here. Hello.
Hello.
And we've also got some of your lovely students who are going to be doing an exhibition this afternoon in Bletchley. We'll find out about that exhibition in just a few minutes' time. Now, though, we're joined by one of your pupils, Akash. Hello, Akash.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. So what is your role in all of this?
Basically, in my role, what I do is I design the invitation. So I've designed a really good invitation, what we're going to be sending out to lots of people. And the event will be at the Irish Centre in, where is it, Miss Hemmings?
In Bletchley.
Bletchley, that's it. We're excited for everybody to come. Hope everyone comes. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, I'm so excited for it.
I can tell you are so excited. So you've done all of the invitations, which is fantastic. Have you enjoyed doing all of those?
Oh, super fun.
Yeah?
Amazing.
Have you learned a lot from doing them?
A lot.
I mean, yeah, perfect. So you're hopefully going to get a big turnout for the exhibition. But I can tell you are quite clearly a showman, Akash. And you are a bit of a singer, aren't you?
Yes.
And are you going to perform us a little something today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
So what is this song for? Is it something that you've... How have you...
it's a song for animals because nowadays animals are being killed. Animals are dying out, you know, extinction from species and all of this crazy stuff going on in the world. And I hope one day we can figure out this problem and just help them all.
Wow, so powerful. Can I just ask your age, Akash?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old and so passionate. Really, really fantastic. And have you written this song?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, well, whenever you're ready, please give us a bit of a sing song.
All right.
He's just taking his headphones off. Go on.
All right. Animals, are you okay? I know it's hard, I feel your pain. And it's really tough, and so, so rough. If we help you all, you will be saved. And I'm sorry for that pain. I'm so, so sorry for the pain. I'm so, so sorry for the pain. If we help you all, you will be saved. And I'm sorry for the pain. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for the pain.
Wow. Well done, Akash. That was really amazing. And you wrote that all yourself?
Yeah.
12 years old. Absolutely amazing. I mean, you must be so proud, Miss Hemmings, to be doing projects like this with kids in Milton Keynes. Absolutely amazing.
Immensely proud. The whole school has been incredible. It's really great that we're going to celebrate all the work and how the whole school has come together. It's great.
Fantastic. And you've got an exhibition today. We're going to find out all those details if you want to come along. Are you going to be performing that today, Cash?
Yes.
Amazing. Definitely. So if you want to see that live and see all of their great work, we'll find out all the details after we hear from Ariana Grande and now Bazzi and Camila Cabello. This is Beautiful on MKFM. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry on MKFM this lunch break, joined by a few students and teachers from Bridge Academy South. So we've just heard from some of the fantastic students. We just had that fantastic song from Cash, just 12 years old, and he's written an amazing song about endangered species. And there's going to be a huge exhibition today happening in Bletchley. I'm joined now by Miss Kuzo, who's helped Hello. With sorting out all of the exhibition, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. So where is it happening today again?
It's, as you've already heard, it's at the Irish Centre opposite Dobby's in Bletchley.
And is it going on all afternoon?
Yes, all afternoon till 3 p.m.
Till 3 o'clock. Yes. So maybe there's somebody listening now and wants to pop down and kind of see what it's all about. They can come along. So it's open to the public.
Open, very open. Come along, please. It's about animals, but we've got face painting going on. We've got refreshments. And also the deputy mayor is coming along as well.
Fantastic. So there'll be lots of people there. Yes. A great celebration. Well, thank you so, so much for popping in today.
Thank you.
And well done to everybody taking part in it. All of the details again, Miss Hemmings, can you remind us of the website if people want to come along to today?
Yes, it is www.pblstevensonmktrust.blog.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in today, and good luck with the exhibition for the afternoon.
Thank you.
Stay right there. We've got Clean Bandit, Demi Lovato solo to play for you next.